Tough and robust, very tough, no straight answers. Just some of the descriptions by Northern Ireland's politicians following their crisis talks with Boris Johnson at Hillsborough Castle yesterday. It was a day without solutions, with the British Prime Minister saying he wants to fix, not scrap, the Northern Ireland Protocol, but is preparing to introduce legislation to suspend or override parts of that protocol. Legislation will also be introduced in Westminster today that will include an amnesty for those cooperating with a panel established to investigate the legacy of Troubles murders. Our Northern correspondent Conor McCauley joins me with more. Conor, did anybody come away from that meeting yesterday with Boris Johnson with any optimism at all that power sharing will be restored anytime soon or the protocol sorted?
I think the very short answer to that is no. I think no one went into yesterday really expecting a breakthrough, but yesterday, if anything, only served to reinforce the chasm that there is between the various parties on all this. I mean, Boris Johnson has been and gone, but fundamentally nothing has changed and power sharing is no closer. Essentially, as you said there, the DUP doubled down on its demands for actions, not words, over the Northern Ireland Protocol changes. Not only, it said yesterday, does it want the UK government to legislate for unilateral action on changes, but it wants to see that legislation used as a condition of its return to the Northern Ireland Executive. Sinn Féin had what it described as a very tough encounter with the British Prime Minister. They told him the DUP was holding Northern Ireland to ransom, that it was totally unacceptable and that it wouldn't be allowed to happen anywhere else. So it appears at this stage that either the EU and the UK reach a compromised position on the protocol, or the UK government not only legislates but uses its new powers to disapply parts of that protocol before really there's any prospect of a Stormont executive again.
And Michelle O'Neill will be joining us on the programme a little later on. To Johnson's game plan, or what is the game plan? He doesn't want he wants to fix, he says. He doesn't want to scrap the protocol. The indications are Liz Truss will be introducing legislation today, or introducing a plan for legislation. How will they proceed?
I think it's more likely to be the latter than the former, to be honest. We expect the Foreign Secretary, Liz Truss, to stand up in the Commons today to address the issue. We're not clear exactly what she's going to say yet. The British authorities have been keeping those cards pretty close to their chest. But it appears that rather than actually formally introduce a bill or set out a heads of bill or anything like that, which will kind of explain how they plan to revoke elements of the Northern Ireland Protocol, she will talk about the UK government's intention to do so. So she's expected to reiterate the UK position that it wants a negotiated settlement with the EU, but say that if one can't be reached, the UK government will move down that legislative route. Now, for Northern Ireland, that really just pushes all of this down the pipe considerably, potentially into more talks with the EU. And I think it just makes the prospect of a new Stormont executive and assembly really start to fade into the distance.
Okay, well, to legislation that is expected today, and this is on the amnesty for Troubles connected killings and crimes. What will this legislation be and what will it entail?
Well, it's called the Northern Ireland Troubles Bill, and it establishes what the Northern Secretary Brandon Lewis says will be an effective investigations and information recovery process. Now, essentially, it will create an investigative process for those who want it and an historical record of what is known of all the other unsolved Troubles murders. It's estimated that around about 1,400 unsolved killings could be eligible for treatment via either avenue. There's also going to be an oral history project which will encourage people to tell their own stories, and all of this will sit alongside a UK-sponsored official history of the Troubles, as it's being called. And now the Northern Secretary says that will be done by independent experts with access to UK state archives. This idea was floated not that terribly long ago, about 6 months or a year ago, and it created quite a bit of controversy at the time because people were saying, well, a UK-sponsored official history of the Troubles will be essentially a one-sided history of the Troubles, whatever reassurances people might be given about the independence of the academics who would carry it out.
And I suppose, as you would expect, this is not straightforward. What's reaction in Northern Ireland like to what's proposed?
Well, I mean, really, this is the second go that the UK government has had at what they call, as described as drawing a, euphemistically called, drawing a line under the past. I mean, last year they proposed ending all criminal and civil cases and inquests, and that provoked widespread opposition. This is a little more nuanced, not much, but a little more nuanced, but I think there's likely to be a similar level of opposition. I think cynics will say this is just about the UK government following through on commitments that army veterans will not face prosecutions any for controversial killings they may have been involved in here. People will also ask what's really in it for someone who pulled the trigger 40 years ago to come forward now and seek immunity for prosecution. I mean, some of the victims groups I spoke to last night said there was no evidence that groups like the IRA or the UVF or the UDA had shown any willingness to provide information that would help families. So why are they likely to do so now? And I think at a very basic level, people will just also question the robustness and independence of investigations that may be offered, no matter what Brandon Lewis may say.
Well, we'll see what the day brings. Conor McCauley, our Northern correspondent there, Michelle O'Neill with us a little later on.